Despite a number of promises for cycle lanes falling through, the RTA is now building two dedicated tracks along Al-Qudra Road. The project, estimated to cost about 19 million dirhams, should be completed by June. The first bike track runs 18 kilometres to the north of Al-Qudra Road past Arabian Ranches, and the second track extends 27 kilometres from Hotel Bab al-Shams. The project also includes the completion of bicycle lanes in Jumeirah and around the Mall of Emirates. Stuart Howson, owner of Revolution Cycles, heads up Cycle Safe Dubai. I met Stuart to test the safety of roads in Motor City and spoke with him about the state of cycling in Dubai.
I know that there are a lot of promises that were made that there will be X amount of commuter paths put in place by a certain date. I've seen and heard from members of the RTA that there are plans afoot to reignite that plan and get it going. So I think that the cycle paths for a fitness and leisure side are definitely going to be happening now, and then the commuter paths are certainly on the way. You see the bike lock stands underneath the metro, so I don't think that they were put there for no reason at all.
We're going to have a bit of a go now.
Yep.
You've provided me with a helmet here.
Yep, so helmet on head.
If it will get on my head, perfect.
Don't mess up the head.
So the helmet's on, sturdy enough.
Yep.
Ordinarily, when someone is looking to what kind of roads they would be going on, what would you be recommending?
I'd say look at something around an area where you live in, so you're familiar with the roads, you know what sort of traffic's available on the roads and what sort of traffic's around the roads. Don't go down Sheikh Zayed Road or Emirates Road, that's a very bad idea and illegal.
Anything else I should be aware of?
Keep looking
forward. I just
forward.
Need to remember how to cycle, that's it. Okay, thank you. But certainly very easy. I'm keeping my eye on the traffic. Just turning a corner here. I don't think I would want to be going in the heat of the day or certainly at rush hour, but if you want something that is going to be easy, that you can cycle with friends, there's certainly plenty of groups you can join, and especially if the RTA do manage to fulfil their promises of constructing these new routes, it's something that will be good for everyone. Shona McCallum reporting from Motor City in Dubai.